gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, Jim, go ahead.
Team out!
Permanently.
There's panic in Stepland.
Yeah.
Somebody dying doesn't stop the bit.
Oh, God, no.
Ridiculous. Does that stop me with Katharine Hepburn? I've been doing it for years.
I just brought back the ghost of Reagan last week.
Yes. Kim Jong-il is no longer in the hizzy.
He's not in the hizzy. He in the heavenly hizzy.
I think it's the most mail I've ever gotten. Yeah. Sheer panic is not there. I'm like, what the hell is going on? As I opened my email this morning, like, I was just panic. Oh, no. Yeah. Don't tell me Jim's not going to... I'm like, no.
Kim's up in heaven with Christopher Hitchens. Oh, no. There is a God?
Oh, crap.
That's what I just said. Jesus is doing shots with Christopher Hitchens, not helping Tebow.
Jesus, clearly. Jesus is un-American.
Yeah.
He doesn't like football.
So. Doesn't like the Broncos. Hmm. Who knew? All right. It is the
Maybe
Stephanie.
He likes the Patriots better.
I pictured people like, you know, breaking a foot, getting the computer to be the first one to write Kim out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I got that from everybody. Got it. Oh, someone also wrote, Jim, that they can never, thanks to you, they can never eat a Zagnut without crying now.
Oh, Zagnut.
They still make Zagnut? I haven't seen one. Where can you get a Zagnut?
Would you know my name if I had Zagnut in heaven?
Can we sing Candle in the Wind later? Come on. That's Kim Jong-il.
Like a candle in the wind.
The state television is reporting he died of overwork.
Yes.
Actually a myocardial infarction. I was reading the Reader's Playboy with naked pictures of Lindsay Lohan. Oh, my God!
Ha-cha-cha.
Oh.
I wonder if there were... Maybe it was the naked pictures of Lindsay Lohan that killed him. Could have been. He's a, you know...
Holy shnikes.
We know he was an aficionado.
Yes.
Could be. All right. You can tell
it. I love a freckle.
You can tell it's the pre-vacation week for us because we're just going to do Kim Jong-il all morning and fart, sprinkle in some fart jokes.
Oh, but they fired a short-range missile this morning. Just to let you know that, hey, we're still here.
Well, his son is in charge, who sounds just like Scott Evil, as we know. From
Dad! You're embarrassing me. Just, you know, pop him. Whatever.
Okay. Hello, everybody. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice deity, Jim Ward. Send him all your little skits.
If Gerardo was still alive, it would have been a long-range missile.
He will continue to do posthumous birthday greetings as Kim Jong-il for you.
Yeah.
Don't nobody panic. All right. All right. And by the way, a big thank you for Mama. Holy shnikes. Speaking of shnikes, we're still the number one comedy album in the country.
That was big.
Oh, God, I love my listeners so much.
Huge.
Oh, God, it's huge. I love you so much. I don't know what to say. We are number one on Amazon as well, and we didn't even promote Amazon.
No.
We're the number one comedy album in the country since Friday, and we got up to number 19 overall.
Overall.
By Friday, then you go up and down.
Yeah.
Now I'm like a record executive watching the...
You were bigger than Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You were bigger than Adele.
I took down Tony Bennett over the weekend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but this is what we would love. If you just you spread the word and that it becomes the number one album in the country, so the Bill O'Reilly's head explodes. Just actually a number of heads all the way across Fox News and right-wing radio. Come
Gretchen
on,
Carlson's head might explode, but who would notice?
Don't even, hey! Don't even have to listen to it. Just download it. Just do it. Do it. Just that the word liberal will be in the number one album in the country.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, kids. And then apparently the ticket sales going crazy.
Yep.
We were afraid it might hurt. Ticket sales going insane. I would get your tickets now. Go to Sexy Liberal Facebook, sexyliberal.com. Charlie in St. Paul, Steph, just finished listening to the new album. It's awesome. Laugh until snot shot out of my nose. Congrats. Wow.
There's no better praise than that.
Thanks for sharing that, Charlie. Dear Elise writes, Steph, just wanted to let you know I bought the Steph cast from my friend Bob, who's the one that went twice to the San Francisco show to rub it in. I just bought the CD. I am now completely out of control. Good girl! Get it!
You're out of control!
I'm out of control! Our listeners are out of control, for God's sake.
You can fill
in April 2011, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour launched in Madison, Wisconsin. Since then, over 18,000 fans have experienced this year's hottest, most acclaimed, and sought-after live comedy show.
Liberal things.
Oh, yeah!
Just in time for the holidays, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is proud to announce this December surprise. The release of Volume 1 of their live tour album, featuring John Fugelsang.
When they go teabagging, it's a couple of big mouths controlling all the nuts.
Hal Sparks.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of somebody else.
And Stephanie Miller.
Oh, babies, who's ready to get their sexy on with mama?
Go to iTunes today and download Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, the show that fans call hysterical, inspiring, uplifting, motivating, and filthy.
We love you, sexy liberals. Good night.
This holiday season, stuff someone's stocking with Stephanie Miller. And have a very sexy liberal new year.
Yay! Thank you, Shayna. Thank you, Danielle. I did the Accufon this weekend.
Oh, how was that?
It was awesome. Awesome. It was. It went on for hours and hours and hours, and it was.
What's this? What's
the? It was. You know, the, it was like for the Occupy movement. It was like a radiothon.
Oh,
for the Occupy movement
to raise money for them.
I don't know. I just did my job. I called in. And I
you just did what you were told.
Did the fart jokes. Yeah. That's what I did. That's exactly. I just do what I'm told. All right. Speaking of which, so I said on the air. Gosh, I hope someone does like a montage of all the Republican gaffes from the primary. And Mike in Raleigh. I love that he kept, because I'm paying him absolutely, as Yukon Cornelius would say, in this Christmas season.
Whoa!
Yeah. No. And yet, he kept giving me updates on because they kept making more gaffes, and so we had to keep redoing it. And now here it is, and it's a little early Christmas present for Mama.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a salute to the departed gaffes of 2011. Gaffes that won't be around in 2012.
I have $500,000 worth of jewelry on credit.
No, it's a... Go talk to Tiffany's.
A very wealthy man. If you have $500,000 purchase from Tiffany's, you're not a middle-class American.
If I were a rich man.
I'll tell you what. $10,000 $10,000 bet.
I'm running for office for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals.
Are you just going to keep talking? Anderson, corporations are people, my friend.
He's been consistent since he changed his mind.
Yay!
Carbon dioxide is portrayed as harmful. Just like John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa. I may not always get my words right.
With the president, he put us in Libya. He is now putting us in Africa because he has a lot of chutzpah.
The very founders that wrote those documents worked tirelessly until slavery was no more. I'm
what?
Michelle Bachmann, and I approve this message.
And that's why this is so dangerous.
No biz. We were out in Rochana. They indicated that they were trying to develop a nuclear capability. And when they asked me who's the president of Becky, Stan, Stan, I'm going to say, you know, I don't know.
A poet once said, life can be a challenge.
Life can be
life can seem impossible.
Impossible.
Got all this stuff twirling around in my head. But it's never easy.
No, that's a different one.
When there's so much on the line. Stupid people are ruining America.
Hello, Herman. Is he the best? Oh, yeah, he is a great and interesting guy. He was so far out in the country that everybody had their own Tomcat.
Washington has abused the Constitution. You go back a decade ago with Woodrow Wilson.
Actually, the reason that we fought the revolution in the 16th century.
Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
I just shot myself.
Wow, Mike and Raleigh, thank you.
But it continues.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Newt Gingrich claims that if he disagrees with the Supreme Court, he's going to have
him arrested.
Oh, I thought he just said fired. Oh, arrested as well?
Arrested, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, the Capitol Police go and arrest
here.
Him. Drag him off in their robes.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
that's just so awesome.
Yeah, he was on Face the Nation yesterday with Bob Schieffer.
One of the things you say is that what a court has done, that Congress should subpoena the judge and bring him before Congress and hold a congressional hearing. Some people say that's unconstitutional, but I'll let that go for a minute. I just want to ask you from a practical standpoint, how would you enforce that? Would you send the Capitol Police down to arrest him?
You had to.
Or you'd instruct the Justice Department to send a U.S. Marshal.
Right. Sure. What's the problem?
Awesome. It'll be, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be like an episode of Cops.
Yeah.
She'll be trying to climb over the fence. And
throwing Schlitz cans.
Just pull her by the robe.
Yeah.
Hey, come here, you wiry little thing.
Wow.
It's just, it really is amazing. I know you read headlines, you're like, what? He said what? Yeah. No, that's not. Did you see Michelle Bachmann on Meet the Press?
No.
Oh, dear. Uh-uh. Oh, dear. Oh, God. It's just, it's time to put some campaigns out of their misery. It's just, no, David, that's not what I, what? No. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, bless her heart. It's when you're starting to feel sympathy for certain campaigns.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, no. All right, stop picking up.
We are in the last days of my campaign.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's time for Jehovah God to.
Lord, the day is at hand. We are in the last days.
Yeah, please, if you're not going to help Tebow, please help Michelle Bachmann. You're a bad child. Okay.
I think the Lord's just staying out of everything. He's, no.
He's like,
nah,
I don't
know.
Yeah.
I'm too busy debating Christopher Hitchens. I got to. Boy, it's going to take a while.
I love your voice of God. Just the surly old
cranky.
Man next door.
He's cranky.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you be if that many Republican candidates were saying things in your name?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just like, shut up.
Leave me out of it.
Okay. 17 minutes after the hour. Right back. It's the pre-vacation show. It's anything can happen. We're sleepy. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Wow. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number. Marcus in Chicago. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, honey. Good, baby.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I pissed my pants almost literally listening to the Brokeback Mountain theme for Rick Perry. I lost it.
Oh, on the comedy album.
Yeah.
Aw, you peed your pants a little?
I had to pull over. I'm driving. I had to pull over on the side of the road and giggle myself for a while.
Okay. I'll also affect the sales of adult diapers. That'd be nice.
You know, I it's actually a good thing I did wear my Depends today.
All right. Thank you, Marcus. So. Appreciate it. Okay.
Wow.
I'm stimulating the economy. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it's hard to move on in what with the mourning for the dear leader and all.
Goodbye,
Kim Jong Il.
May you ever grow in our hearts. You are the greatest.
He's North Korea's, I don't know what kind of flowers.
Kimchi.
North Korea's. Goodbye, North Korea's kimchi. All right, we'll try to soldier on somehow.
So he's overshadowed the death of Václav Havel, which is actually very
Pardon
sad.
Me? Who's that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was the first democratically elected president of Czechoslovakia.
Well, it was the separation of Czech mm-hmm. Republic from Slovakia.
He helped that along.
Right.
Yeah.
The Velvet Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And
he doesn't sound
right,
as,
also.
He
I
doesn't
was in
sound,
one of his plays.
He doesn't sound as funny saying Zagnut. That's his... That was his failing.
Yeah.
All right. But for comedy, we still have the Republican primary going on.
Yeah.
So the Des Moines Register,
yes,
endorsed Mittens. I think they're starting to, people are just starting to accept their fate. All right. It's Mitt. Okay.
Well, and people on the right are denigrating that because apparently it's the Des Moines Register is Democratic leaning. And so they're saying, oh, of course they're going for Mitt because he's almost
sure.
a Democrat.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, they announced Saturday they're endorsing the Mittens.
Endorsing?
They wrote, Romney stands out in the current field of Republican candidates. Well, that's true. In the sense, he seems the only vaguely sane one,
yeah.
pathetic flip-flopper that he is.
And possibly the only robot among
yeah,
them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They could rebuild him, though.
Uh-huh.
They could
make
him
better
can, faster, more...
They
more
change his positions quicker.
More authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they described Newt Gingrich as an undisciplined partisan. Ron Paul is holding a libertarian ideology that would lead to economic chaos. They described, I love this, damning with faint praise, they described Romney's flip-flopping as subtly nuanced statements. It's the new
nice.
Black.
Subtly nuanced statements.
Really
voters
subtle
would have
to,
about it.
Voters would have to decide about themselves. He helped create health care reform in Massachusetts that is strikingly similar to the much derided Obamacare, for example. Yes, there's that. So that was, I guess, an endorsement.
What?
From the Des Moines.
An endorsement type substance.
It's kind of what we've been saying. Yes, he's a pathetic flip flopper, but he's better than these other crazies.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Mittens, this weekend, I don't know which show this was on, Mittens.
We need the oil. We need the gas. America and North America are energy rich. He's treating us like we're energy poor.
Oh, what? Please.
We're drilling everywhere.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
more do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What he was saying there was build Keystone and build it now.
He's a drill baby drill guy now,
yeah, he is.
As you know.
Sure.
You
destroy the Oglala Aquifer, which provides drinking water to seven states.
Sure.
Oh, by the way, remember his tales of his hardscrabble life in France?
Yes.
Not so much.
Hovels and...
That he knows what regular people
I had to go
like.
Poo in a bucket.
Yeah. He doesn't realize that most people do their missionary work in, Zimbabwe or something. I would have
if I ever did that.
I lived with poor people in Provence, for God's sakes.
In the servants' quarters.
We had no color television.
Well, it turns out he was wrong even about that. Contradicting Romney's account, a fellow missionary say candidate lived in a palace on his mission in France. Oh, dear.
Well, it was one of the places he lived.
Mitt Romney has been harping on his supposedly hardscrabble 30 months that he spent in France. At a Mormon missionary, he says he lived in apartments that were so run down he was forced to defecate in a bucket and shower with a hose.
Who has a hose in their apartment?
No, I don't know. Most of the apartments I lived in had no refrigerators, he said last week. But according to fellow American missionaries who spoke with the Daily Telegraph, Romney not only had a refrigerator and a toilet, but a lot more. They said he spent most of his time in France in a Paris mansion, some described as a palace. It featured a cook, a servant, stained glass windows, expensive art, and later became an embassy.
Yeah, an embassy for the United Arab Emirates, and they don't have cheap embassies.
No. Although he spent time in other French cities for most of 1968, he lived in the mission home, the 19th century neoclassical building. It was a house built for and by rich people, said the son of the mission president at the time. I would describe it as a palace. But other than that, Mittens, so you had a servant, presumably, to take your bucket of poo.
Oh, he was substandard.
Outside.
A substandard bucket?
And the cuisine was hardly 5-star. I give him perhaps 4.5.
And it was actually a servant hosing him down. Hurry, I'm getting cold. A little higher. All right, Mitt Romney on Iraq.
Fortunately, we've now been able to pull our troops out. We're, of course, very happy to see our troops come out. And we should have left 10, 20, 30,000 personnel there to help transition to the Iraqis' own military capabilities. I'm very concerned in this setting.
That was a flip-flop within the same sentence. We're glad our troops are out, but we should have left 30,000 in there.
Yeah, because they can't give the president any victory, because what they hate is these pictures that most Americans are thrilled about, of us getting the hell out of Iraq.
Yeah.
For good.
But that flip-flop without taking a breath was breathtaking.
Yeah, it was breathtaking. Yes, it's great. It's great. He did it wrong, though.
We're so glad we're out of there, but we really should still be in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, exactly. Rick Perry, is he still in it?
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, that's awesome.
Newt was the originator of earmarks back in the 90s. I mean, if there was a granddaddy of earmarks, he would be it.
By the way, don't you think they're getting into the delusional phase of their campaigns? Now, Rick Perry also said Herman Cain has all the characteristics for a cabinet post in his administration, presumably.
And Herman Cain said he wanted Secretary of Defense.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So case we have to attack Uzbekistan, I might know approximately where it is.
I don't want him in control of the guns.
Oh, in Rick Perry's delusional
presidency.
Sure. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Rude Pundit next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring.
What? Merry Christmas!
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, not you!
We're here to smother you with Christmas love!
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1. Do the phone number. Toll free from anywhere to join the Chris Mahana Kwanzaa party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Monday.
Papa. It's Lee Papa, the rude pundit. Pundit.
Good morning, Mr. Papa.
Good morning. I've been waiting all morning to hear Jim's Vaclav Havel.
Yes, you're like, what? Kim Jong-il? Why is he opening with that? So, good morning, your rudeness. I love your post, Ron Paul ain't nothing to with. And as you say, bat insane Ron Paul, who, it should be noted, voted against Martin Luther King holiday, voted for Bill Clinton's impeachment, was the sole member of the House of Representatives to vote against giving the Congressional Gold Medal to Charles Schulz, is a man who can hold a mother grudge.
Yeah.
The one he's been nursing with his man nipples against Newt Gingrich going back to at least 1996, and that's the reason why he's decided to use the waning days of his ongoing quixotic campaign for president to savage Gingrich with an online and TV ad that paints the former House Speaker of the House as a pathetic hypocrite who profited off his position in government. I was wondering, you won't leave it to you to know the backstory, because I was like, everyone hates Newt, but Ron Paul seems to hate him with a... The heat of 1,000 white hot suns, right?
Yeah, he does, and it's because Gingrich sort of broke a rule of decorum for a leader of a party in that he got involved in a primary in 1996, and usually the leaders of the party stay out until the primary settles, and then they go in and they campaign for their candidate. But Gingrich had promised this Texas Republican who had change from Democrat to Republican, Greg Laughlin, that he would campaign for him and bring in heavyweights to campaign for him in the primary. And so, they had these robocalls and push polls that were against Ron Paul, talking about Ron Paul's extremist positions on things.
Yeah.
And so Gingrich really went after Paul, and now it's payback time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but these, obviously his racist newsletter has surfaced again since he seems, I don't know, just as credible as any of the other candidates on the Republican side, finally. But, you know, as you point out, they're both nuts. They're just different flavors of nuts. For Paul, there's one guiding principle: don't spend any money. That's why he opposes wars. That's why he opposes almost everything, including programs to get teenagers off drugs. For Newt, it's all about centering as much power as possible in himself because he's so right in his rightness. It's a fit in a monkey house, and all you can do is watch this feces fly.
Yeah, and the funny thing, and that was, by the way, was another thing that Paul voted against. He was the only person in the House of Representatives to vote against a program that was geared towards getting teenagers off drugs. I love that a lot of people on the left like him because he hates war and
right.
loves pot, but. There's a reason for that. One, you can tax pot and get more money. And two, wars cost money like everything else in government.
Right. No, I mean, that's exactly it. You know, he's not against war for the same reasons we are. You're right. He's against it because he's just against everything that has to do with government or spending money, right?
Right, right. And I love, you know, now we've got all these things coming out now about Newt, and that not just about, you know, what a jerk he is, but also that he's falling again like every other not Romney that has come along. His poll numbers are down. I think that Ron Paul is now first in Iowa.
I said this a while back, didn't I, that, oh, my God, Ron Paul could win Iowa, and here we, you know, it's like, and where are we? Are we back to ground zero with the Republican race?
We're back to where it always was going to be. It was, and I've been saying this on your show every week, I think. It was going to be Romney. It was always going to be Romney. Everybody should just shut the F up and let Romney be the nominee. There was no way he could outspend all of them times 10. So there was no way that message wasn't going to become DNA in the brains of Republicans. Must nominate Romney. No matter how much they try to repress that thought, it was going to happen.
Why do you want to ruin Christmas for Michelle Bachmann? That's all I want to know. Here she is in Iowa. Michelle Bachmann.
All I want for Christmas is to win the Iowa caucus.
Why? Why? Rude?
She told that to Santa.
She sat on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
You know what? I bet that Marcus has her house decorated amazingly.
Yes. I know, right?
Yeah.
Like Macy's window.
And absolutely no colored lights. All white lights.
Yes.
All white lights.
That's right.
But he did it in a bone white pantsuit.
At any time somebody tries to tell him how gay it is, he'll say, no, it's festive.
As he stamps his feet.
As he stamps his foot. Oh, my God. Have you seen the... Is that a Christmas card picture?
It's the latest Bachman family portrait.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, really?
Oh, seriously.
They're all dressed in yellow.
No, they are.
And yeah.
Just look at Marcus' face. That's all I'm saying.
Marcus has a severe case of the gay face.
Really?
You hate to stereotype somebody, but if you keep living the stereotype,
yeah,
you sort of deserve it.
He looks so delighted. Wow. It's like he sat on a cattle prod or something. And just Andy, look at seriously.
Andy's wearing a bow tie.
And the linens.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I'll post this. I'll
don't
post
make it.
It
that easy.
He looks like he feels super. He does. Yeah, we'll post it on our Facebook page.
Thanks for asking.
I'm sorry, Rude.
I got everybody to be color coordinated.
You just picture the pre-picture, you know, panic in the Bachman house. I did it! Everybody get your yellow suit! We're burning daylight, people!
He looks like he should be speaking with a southern drawl with a mint julep in his hand.
Are all, like, 30 of their bought children there, too?
No, just their natural children. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, only the natural children are allowed in the Christmas portrait?
Yes. The other ones are shoved off to the side.
And Marcus is smiling. Look what I did!
Yes. They're on the roof stringing up the lights.
Yes, sir. They're all there with towels.
I was thinking of Steve Reeves the entire time.
Yes, God.
All right, it'll be on Stephanie Miller Show Facebook. All right. Meanwhile, in a completely unrelated story, Gawker writing, the Huffington Post almost outed Rick Perry. Yesterday, we brought you the story of Glenn Maxey, the gay former Texas legislator who wrote a book recounting his work with an unnamed reporter for an unnamed news outlet to document Rick Perry's homosexual dalliances, huh?
Oops.
According to Politico, that news outlet was none other than the Huffington Post.
Oops.
According to Politico, Adriana Huffington, darling, sent a reporter to Austin this summer to chase down persistent rumors that Perry has had gay liaisons, but she pulled the plug, she told Politico, when it became clear that it was not a publishable story. Politico's Ken Vogel suggested it had more to do with the Perry campaign's decision to hire fearsome libel attorney Lynn Wood, who's quickly becoming the go-to lawyer to shut down unwanted stories.
Interesting.
Oh, my.
You know... And this should all be framed with, you know, it's not that we're delighting in your possible homosexuality because of any kind of homophobia. We're delighting in it because you're all such asshats about gay rights.
Yeah. Yes.
So it just
and you just did an anti-gay ad in Heath Ledger's jacket from Brokeback Mountain.
Exactly. So you know, this is mocking you for being so mockable and making yourself that way.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's you go. Yeah, we don't think it's a bad thing. That's you're the ones that use it as an insult.
Yeah.
As if it's
right.
If you were gay, that's the last reason not to vote for Rick Perry.
Right.
Yeah. For me, it would be a reason too.
That makes him a far more interesting person than just another random idiot cowboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a fabulous idiot cowboy.
See, that's better. That's an improvement.
Yes. And I'm just saying, Arianna Huffington, historically, not the best gaydar. So I'm just saying, if even she sniffed something out.
That's true.
Oh, you brought that up, didn't you?
I'm going to pause it down to the last way. I'm hearing some things.
There goes our upcoming Arianna Huffington booking. Thank you, Stephanie.
She doesn't talk to me anymore now that she's big anyway.
It was the blogs that got big.
I'm still big, darling. It's the blogs that got small. January 3rd, right? Iowa caucus.
Yes.
And what's your guess? Is it Ron Paul?
It's going to be Ron Paul. But, you know, again, the Iowa caucus doesn't matter. The Iowa caucus is just whichever hardy old white farmers can actually make it down to the high school and get in there and sit around and BS for a while about how much they hate Mormons and then finally vote for Ron Paul. There you go. Democracy in action.
You know, I keep wondering, though, you know, if that's – we've said this over and over, but is that what's behind the resistance to Mitt Romney? Is it the Mormon thing that
you know,
could
I,
still
– I think it's also that, but, you know, if you watched any of that Fox News thing he did yesterday with Chris Wallace, he's just, this just, it's just a suit. There's nothing there. It's a very nice suit, but it's just a suit that's sitting there talking to us. There's nothing there. And I, not to give conservatives too much credit, but they at least have to recognize that Mormon is probably the least of his problem.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Like, I know we've heard that over and over. It doesn't matter who wins Iowa. But, you know, going into the, I mean, Gingrich still has a lead, doesn't he, in a few of these, the upcoming states?
Yeah, he's plummeting.
Yeah, he's dropping like a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody realized, holy crap, it's Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Guy.
Oh, that guy, that's what I'm thinking. People are like, oh, that hole. Oh.
I thought he was a new guy, not that guy from the 90s that we all hated so much.
Exactly.
He seemed to betray every principle he had constantly and stab anybody in the back and throw hissy fits. Oh, we thought it was a new guy.
Yeah, he's just as flip-floppy as Mitt Romney, just meaner.
Yeah.
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 By the way, I put up the picture of the Bachman family on your Facebook page.
Yes.
Already 28 comments on it.
Yes.
Yeah, go see it. It's words fail.
Yes. All right. as do words that the prospect of having to spend a week without Rude Pundit. We will be on vacation next week. But happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, honey. We'll see you in the new year.
Well, thanks very much.
All right.
Have a good one, too.
There he goes. You happy holidays. Rude Pundit. All right. I have to go read some of the comments. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise.
Stephanie Miller.
In the house, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah.
Well, that's too much to do this early in the morning.
Instructions are complicated.
Okay, there it is. I'll leave it there. I don't
want it.
We'll leave it there.
All right.
We'll have to leave it there.
What's your favorite comment on the our Facebook page on the Marcus Bachman picture? It's the Bachman family photo.
Tom says, I didn't know Cam from Modern Family was that gray. Must have missed that episode.
And he does look like the creepy uncle.
Yeah, the creepy uncle who nobody likes to talk to because he touches everyone's naughty bits.
Yes, exactly.
It was an accident.
Oh, it was a light brushing.
Yeah, go to the Stephanie Miller Facebook page to see that picture and leave your own comment.
Yeah, why not? All right, and StephanieMiller.com for emails. SexyLiberal.com for all the upcoming dates. Let's see. Oh, Linda in Miami. Staff, I took my 43-year-old daughter to your show on December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Though she never heard of you or your show, she had a wonderful time laughing so hard. John killed with his Chris Matthews panel, and what fun to see Alan Grayson, a celebrity in his own right. My daughter's now a fan, tells her friends about your great show. If you ever come back to Florida, she wants to bring her slightly more conservative husband as she feels you can convert him. Never underestimate the power of the Sexy Liberal Show. It is true.
Yeah.
We have heard tell of conversion.
It's all part of your evil plot.
Yes, like for instance, let's see, wait a minute. Howard writes, looking forward to seeing you in Portland. Listen on Sirius XM because we're not on live in Portland except on the weekend. They have a local show. We'll be in row F. I always write these down, by the way, so I know exactly where you are. Close enough, not too close. We've been fans for years. We're really glad you put Portlandia on the tour.
Yeah.
Here's what I accomplished. So I went on the King of Portland, Tom Hartman, show on Friday to promote the January 7th Portland date.
Yes.
And I got him to do a beaver joke.
Oh.
Awesome.
See,
when I was like, I knew it. I knew I could drag you down to my level, Tom Hartman.
When you get around Tom Hartman,
he
gets hysterically funny. I don't know what it is about
you.
He
gets giggly like a schoolgirl.
He does. And he throws out the zingers, too. Yeah. It's funny.
I get a fart joke out of him now and again. I got a beaver joke. I did. It's very exciting.
Rose City, get ready, because this year's most popular comedy tour is coming to the Beaver State.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is blazing a trail to Portland, Oregon.
Will Portland, Oregon is...
Stephanie Miller.
That ain't nothing. Tell me what is a hood.
Oregon. Beaver Cherry.
On January 7th, 2012, at the Newmark Theater, Stephanie Miller and her sexy liberal players will mercilessly mock Republicans to the max.
Can make you believe in love and sex and magic.
Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com or by calling the Portland Center for Performing Arts box office at 503-432-2917.
That's better than anything we have back in Portland, Oregon.
It's the perfect complement to an ice-cold Bridgeport brew.
Beer.
All right, and thank you for making us the number one comedy album in the country. Go to iTunes and give the Sexy Liberal in Your Life some of the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour Volume 1.
You can also get it at the Amazon.com MP3 store.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We made number one on the Movers and Shakers on Amazon.com this weekend, too.
So you're a mover and a shaker?
I don't leave my house. I don't do anything. I don't know what
the hell.
What the? And that'll be right after the Iowa caucuses.
Yeah.
The Portland, so who knows? That'll be festive. Michelle Bachmann, bless her heart, on Meet the Press.
What he said sounded very condescending.
It
sounded like he was talking down to me as though I was one of his students. I'm not one of his students. As I said, I am a serious candidate for the presidency. If he disagrees with my assertion, then he needs to make that claim and put it on the table.
All
the fact is, I'm right about him taking $1.6 million for his work on behalf of continuing Freddie Mac.
Frankly, go make me some coffee. You know how I like it, frankly.
Yeah,
Dollface.
Nice pin, Dollface. You know how you know you're not a serious candidate for president?
What?
When you have to say, I'm a serious candidate.
Yeah.
I am a serious candidate for president.
I'm serious.
Stop it. Marcus, why won't you defend me?
Wow. He actually, and then I love that Meet the Press, she actually cited PolitiFact.
Yeah.
I don't have my facts wrong. PolitiFact, and I'm thinking, oh my God, she has more pants on fire
than any
candidate ever. So the one thing she was right about, she cites PolitiFact. They said I was right about that.
What? I like hot pants.
Don't go any further into PolitiFact. I'm just saying that part. They said I was right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ron Paul was on with Jay Leno.
How about Newt Gingrich?
He maybe should run for Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
All right. I hate him, by cracky. Oh, here's good news for Rick Perry. Rick Perry's early retirement allows him to boost his income by 60%.
Bring it.
Gee, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Rick Perry's retiring at the end of his term in 2015, promising to walk away from his $150,000 a year annual salary. But that means that he's taking home not only that salary, but also lucrative pension benefits. Well, that sounds government-y and socialism-y.
Yeah.
That all together add up to a 60% boost in compensation.
The kind of benefits he wants to deny regular people.
Yeah. Union members.
Mm-hmm.
I would have quit a long time ago. Who wouldn't quit if they could get a... Yeah.
Do you get that kind of compensation if you quit the Stephanie Miller
newscast? Oh, I get nothing. Mr. Potter gives me nothing.
You're worth more dead than alive.
I don't even get a house in Potterville.
You need to form a union.
I'll pay 50 cents.
Stephanie Miller show hosts unite.
Apparently, I'm the only one, so I have no power.
Dyslexics, untie.
I have no power here. The GOP candidate who demanded sweeping changes to the Ponzi scheme that is Social Security and slammed public workers for their special perks is also eligible for Social Security and lifetime state-provided health care.
Wow.
Oh,
this sounds like special
nice.
Perks.
Wow. It's nice for him.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Here's kind of a fun fact about Rick Santorum. Google it. Yeah, we will play Frothy the Santorum again before the holidays because,
We'll play a couple of times before the holidays. It's that good.
Santorum represented the World Wrestling Association. The son of a psychologist and a nurse who worked at a VA hospital. Santorum was when he was a young lawyer, he represented the World Wrestling Association. Just saying. The gayest sport ever. That's where he
World Wrestling Association or Federation?
Association.
Okay, because that must be like a really lower level.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
Yeah, like a local area wrestling federation.
Backyard fight club.
Exactly. That's definitely not World Wrestling Entertainment or Federation.
They're
jackass.
They're in street clothes.
Yeah, they're just hurling each other down the street. Yeah.
Jumping off buildings, missing the swimming pool.
All right. Our friend General Wesley Clark on Iraq.
One thing's very important to understand. Iraq's future is primarily up to Iraq, just as it has been for several years. And as we've seen in other countries that we've left, sometimes friendship develops better if you're not too heavy a presence inside the country.
Why does he hate the troops?
Why does he hate America so much? Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Sometimes spending too much time together, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to see other countries.
We need to go occupy other countries now. Sorry. 58 minutes after the hour, Eric Bollert is next. From Media Matters to co-host Right Wing World on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
This is CNN. We're frantically looking for an Asian reporter to report on the death of Kim Jong-il. Is Trisha Takanawa available?
She's a cartoon character, sir.
Oh, darn. Maybe we could get Mickey Rooney.
Oh, we'll have to leave it there. We don't have enough Asian reporters. We're...
Yeah,
hilarious.
CNN has pulled all of their Asian reporters out of the woodwork and put them on to report. It's bordering on offensive.
Well, yeah.
Seriously.
It doesn't matter if they're Vietnamese or...
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Kim Jong-il is indeed out.
Uh-huh.
No longer in the hizzy.
Kim out!
Yeah, Roland, Sexy Liberal Throw Director, says we are up 15 spots on the general iTunes chart just since the show started, and I think that's because so many people are tuning in because Kim Jong-il died.
Yeah.
And they want to hear. So... Thank you. We're the number one comedy album in the country, and apparently rocketing up the regular album chart because yes, we already have sung "Candle in the Wind," and we will be continuing the Kim Jong Il. By the way, yeah, his song "Wow" has been hitting the kimchi bar.
No, you don't get that from kimchi. You get that from macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the Lagavulin.
Yeah, Lagavulin. Lagavulin.
All right.
He sounds like Scott Evil.
God, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, man, Dad croaked. This sucks. Now I gotta do something.
I got. Oh no.
Okay.
I was gonna go to Cabo.
Why now? And we do speculate it's because of the Playboy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at the photo shoot for Lindsay Lohan in Playboy magazine. Oh, it's too exciting. I got a myocardial infarction. Which sounds dirty, but really isn't.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Let's get to serious business. It is Monday, and that means our good friend, Eric Bollert from Media Matters for America, doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Bollert. Eric Bollert.
Let's dive into the right-wing world. I don't know what that means. Eric Bollert from Media Matters, whom we love.
Bollert.
Good morning, Eric Bollert.
Good morning.
You have a great, I love your Karl Rove versus Karl Rove piece. You say, if there's one thing Fox News contributor and Wall Street Journal columnist Karl Rove can't stop bemoaning in recent weeks, it's the nasty negative partisan side of President Obama.
Huh?
Which Rove claims is poisoning out politics. Because it was so pristine all these years he's been involved. And he said if there's one thing Karl Rove can't stop doing in recent weeks, it's producing nasty, negative, blatantly false attack ads that are poisoning our politics. So, yes, Karl Rove remains on a collision course with Karl Rove.
He has his dual role. You know, he's a very high-profile right-wing pundit, Wall Street Journal, Fox News. He's on all the time. He's probably one of the most prominent voices in the right-wing media. And he sort of sheds these crocodile tears about, particularly in his Wall Street Journal column, just bemoaning the fact he wishes Obama weren't so partisan because he's nervous for Obama because he's going to blow his reelection because, you know, independent voters hate partisanship and they hate negative campaigning. Mm. At the same time, he is probably the most influential, you know, conservative strategists with American Crossroads, and they are churning out the most blatantly partisan, negative, and also false ads in anyone in the campaign. So, you know, he's just talking out both sides of his mouth, and it's worth highlighting just to point out how silly his media commentary is and how worthless it is.
Are you implying,
he's doing the opposite.
Right.
Are you implying that Karl Rove does not have true concern for President Obama and his reelection?
I love his columns because it's always, you know, oh, you know, this is what he's doing. This is how he's going to lose the independent voters. And Karl Rove's full-time job is to hope that Obama loses the independent voters. So the whole thing's a scam, and it just sort of highlights, again, he is one of the most high-profile media pundits on the right, and all his commentary is a joke because he's doing the exact opposite in his day job.
It's funny how, you know, remember the permanent Republican majority and all that? I mean, I think you and I have talked about this before, that he's had this reputation of this fearsome, figure, but I just feel like, they're obviously frantically campaigning for Mitt Romney, right? Karl Rove and company?
What he really wants is Jeb Bush to be president, and that would make sure he'd be back in the White House, but I don't think that's going to happen. But, yeah, he's certainly been running interference for the Romney campaign, you know, dumping all over Rick Perry. Actually, he's trying, you know, raising uncomfortable questions about Sarah Palin. So his main role is to try to make sure a Republican is elected president, which just completely undercuts his media commentary because, you know, he's basically, you know, he's wearing two hats, and one of them he cares about, and one of them he doesn't, and he certainly doesn't care about Obama's reelection.
Yeah, there we go. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing. Well, it's our good friend Ann Coulter.
I think they're wrong about this. They're not looking at the substance. They're looking at who's going to go around bombastically calling, you know, demanding to see Obama's birth certificate or calling him a Kenyan. The reason I say Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann are the two most conservative candidates on the stage right now, I would have thrown in Herman Cain before, is that I think the two most important issues facing the country, that if we lose, we will never get this country back. It will be gone. We will be Western Europe, is number one, Obamacare, and number two, illegal immigration.
They're getting a little frantic, it sounds. please, I've always said I love Mitt Romney. Please?
Yeah.
and a lot of these people are going to have to come around, just like they came around with John McCain in 2008, you know, the Rush Limbaughs of the world. All these people are dumping all over, you know, they dumped all over McCain, and they're dumping all over Romney. And then when Romney wins the nomination, they're going to have no choice. But it's certainly interesting, you know, with Gingrich's fade in the polls, the desperation, particularly on the far right, is becoming palpable because they realize it's going to be Romney, and they realize they can't stand him. And they also kind of realize he doesn't have a shot against Obama.
Yeah, and I love that we have so much tape now to play back about him.
Yeah.
What was it, Ann Coulter, that actually said if we nominate Romney, we're going to lose?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Steve Ducey on Fox and Friends.
And when it comes to Newt Gingrich, while he was tamer, I tell you, when he was talking about out-of-control judges and the courts, he was historical, he was accurate, he was brilliant. The crowd there in Sioux City really ate it up.
Awesome, yes. So apparently, if the crowd liked it, it must be legal to have judges arrested. Right, Eric?
Right. That's the clear path to the White House in any general election. Start talking about how you want to arrest judges who you disagree with. You know, the most basic tenet of the, you know, the U.S. Constitution and the American way of life. So, and again, you know, with Gingrich out front, the more he talks, the more people don't like him. And what's interesting is his you know, his dip in the polls. He hasn't sort of stepped in it the way Perry or Trump or Cain did. He's just sort of being himself.
He's just being Newt. Yeah.
It's Newt being Newt, and after 2 or 3 weeks, people are like, oh, okay, now we remember.
Yeah.
And so they're, you know, it's not going to work out. But
yeah. Only on Fox News, because could arrest judges be considered accurate, historical, and brilliant?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we've been saying here, because we think it's more people going, oh, that guy. That asshat.
The guy from the 90s.
The guy at the back of the plane.
Yeah. In the diapers. Yeah. All right. Oliver North on Fox News.
Well, certainly the American people that sent 1.5 million of their sons and daughters off to fight that war, they can claim victory. I don't know that this administration can, because they've proven so incredibly inept at dealing with how this war is finally going to end.
Oh.
Yes, we should continue the war forever. That's the way to make sure that we win.
Isn't this part of, Eric, what becomes laughable? Like, when he killed bin Laden, they have to find a way that's bad or he did it wrong.
Right.
And getting out of Iraq, which, you know, how whatever huge percentage of American people wanted us to do, that somehow he's doing it wrong and it's bad, right?
It's bad and it's wrong. And again, I mean, the official announcement last week of the end of the Iraq War, I mean, that war has just contorted the Republican parties and particularly the right-wing media. They just want it to go away. And when they have to address it, they're going to blame Obama. But, of course, it was Bush's idea. And how about this irony? I mean, Republicans in the White House are now rejecting, the payroll tax cut because it's not paid for. And this is the Republican Party that gave us the unpaid-for Iraq war. They're tangled up in all kinds of hypocrisy. But I think the end of the Iraq war just reminds people of, oh, that's why we hated Bush.
Yeah. And, oh, hey, by the way, can we get our money back from Halliburton or
Blackwater? Yeah, $800 billion back.
Yeah. Donald Trump on The Five on Fox.
His mother, to the best of everybody's knowledge, was never in that hospital.
Oh, okay. Dear God.
The document may have been tampered with, according to many, many people. You've got grandmothers, and you have people in his family that say he wasn't born in this country. Okay. Forgetting all of that, do I think he was born here? I have no idea.
Hey,
I personally cannot say one way or the other.
Oh, my God. He's still on that.
Wow.
How great is that? The Fox News sort of rings in the end of the year having Donald Trump sort of wandering around, knocking into the scenery, talking about, Obama's birth certificate.
Doing the same kind of journalism that Fox does. Some people say, I've heard people say stuff.
But let's face it. I mean, when we look back on this year, the Fox News embrace of Trump and the whole birther charade. I mean, that was an absolute turning point in terms of it. Just forecasted the debacle that the Republican primary was going to be. I think because it just showcased that.
Yeah.
They were going to embrace just the absolute crazy. They elevated him from nowhere and elevated the whole birther issue. And so it's fitting that at the end of the year, they're sort of circling back and giving it another look.
Yep. Eric, you and I, unlike our world, we do have actual concern for the Republican Party. And this is the primary the Tea Party hath wrought. And we tried to warn you, but you
didn't listen to us.
I know. I don't know, Eric. Hang on. 17 minutes after the hour, Eric Bollett remains in the sidecar. We finish up Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Eric Bollert from Media Matters, our buddy, our pal, rejoins us to finish up Right Wing World. Charles Gasparino on Fox News.
Uh-huh. I would just point out that the reason why you had BP being such a problem, Adam, is because it was so far offshore.
Sure.
And the reason why it was so far offshore is because of environmental reasons.
Right.
That's why the building was so far.
There you go again.
Moron. So it's the environmentalists that caused the severity of the...
Yes.
They were going to where the oil was.
Gotcha.
It wasn't cutting quarters, Eric, so they could make more money and slipshod.
Yes. The reason BP had no backup plan, had no emergency plan for disaster is because they were forced to be so far offshore. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
No,
it's interesting, though. I mean, BP, boy, there's a flashback, still trying to resurrect... still trying to blame that on environmentalists.
Yeah.
If nothing else, they are determined.
Exactly. They're plucky. All right.
They are plucky.
And we finish with Sean Hannity.
Look, Iowa is, and I love being back in Iowa, although I wish you guys could just turn the temperature up a hair, because it's not this cold.
Here we go.
And I come to Sioux City, Iowa, and I'm talking to the program director here at KSCJ, and he's telling me, we went 60 days in a row last year below zero. And I said, there's global warming. Boy, it's working wonders in the state of Iowa.
They never get old, those jokes in the winter, do they, Eric?
I mean, Iowa, it's cold in Iowa in the winter. I mean, and for Sean Hannity, that is a breakthrough. I mean,
exactly.
You almost dread winter. I mean, we're going to have snowstorms, and you know it's coming. And
They're just like they're feverishly writing the Al Gore jokes now as we speak in the Fox
That was bad.
The Fox Comedy Boiler Room. All right. Oh, listen, we can't do better than ending the year on an Eric Bollard giggle,
That's
which is
right.
very rare.
Yes, we love that.
Eric, have a great Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. We'll see you next year. Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there you go. It's a very rare man giggle from Eric Bollard. Oh, there's been a lot of giggles this year, and Mike and Raleigh has given us a salute to the Republican primary, which, and there'll be more, but you know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a salute to the departed gaffes of 2011. Gaffes that won't be around in 2012.
Really? I have $500,000 worth of jewelry on credit.
No, don't talk to Tiffany's.
A very wealthy man. If you have $500,000 purchase from Tiffany's, you're not a middle-class American.
I'll tell you what. $10,000, $10,000 bet.
I'm running for office for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals.
Are you just going to keep talking, Anderson?
Corporations are people, my friend.
He's been consistent since he changed his mind.
Yay! Today.
Carbon dioxide is portrayed as harmful. Just like John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa. I may not always get my words right.
With a president, he put us in Libya. He is now putting us in Africa because he has a lot of chutzpah.
The very founders that wrote those documents worked tirelessly until slavery was no more.
I'm Michelle Bachmann, and I approve this message.
And that's why this is so dangerous.
No blitz. Outgrow China. They've indicated that they're trying to develop nuclear capability.
And when they ask me who's the president of Uzbekistan, I'm going to say, you know, I don't know.
A poet once said, life can be a challenge.
Life can be a challenge.
Okay, Libya.
Life can seem impossible.
Got all this stuff twirling around in my head.
But it's never easy.
No, that's a different one.
When there's so much on the line, stupid people are ruining America.
I love Irvin. Is he the best? I mean, I have fun with him. He is a great, interesting guy. So far out in the country that everybody had their own Tomcat.
Washington has abused the Constitution. You go back a decade ago with Woodrow Wilson.
Actually, the reason that we fought the revolution in the 16th century.
Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
I just shot myself.
Oops.
Yay, Mike and Raleigh.
And there's a link to that up at your Facebook page if you want to share that amongst your friends.
Oh, thanks for the memories. Yeah. All right. By the way, we have another, hang on one second.
Wheel of right-wing immigrants.
From Gawker, family values politician bought a gay sex shop wares with taxpayer money.
Oh, again.
Gawker writing, for those of you who keep track of America's conservative family value Republicans who are caught doing sexy gay things, here's a new name to add to your list. South Haven, Mississippi mayor and failed congressional candidate Greg Davis. Come on down, so to speak. Who allegedly billed taxpayers $67 for purchases at a Canadian gay sex shop called Priapy? What's that? Priap?
Priapism.
That's the name of the sex shop?
Priapy?
Priapy.
I think it might have been the Greek.
I don't know.
For something meeting around that area.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Davis doesn't remember what the purchase actually was, but publicly admitted he's gay after news of the purchase and $170,000 worth of alleged food and liquor purchases made on the public dime became public.
Oh, dear.
Yes, he may I say one thing? He has exquisite taste in wine. There was a lot of...
You would know. You would know from wines.
Like, wow.
It's actually Priap. It's French.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, in Montreal.
It does not refer to
Priapism. The god.
I'm sure it has a Greek root.
Mm. Here, let me see. Yeah. Priapism. Mm. I'm going to look up.
Oh, here's another one from Gawker. Breitbart should probably stop posting Nazi-era anti-Semitic cartoon to his site. Have you seen this? He's precious.
Yes. There's Priapus. You've seen pictures of him with his schmanz.
Oh!
The Greek was Priapus, or Priapos, was a minor rustic fertility god, protector of livestock. Centaurum. Fruit plants, gardens, and male genitalia.
Oh, dear.
So that's the
awesome.
Origin of that.
Andrew Breitbart, who I don't think has ever had an erection. What? I just thought I had to do a little segue there. His site, Big Journalism, has now used the same anti-Semitic cartoon. It's from a 1934 issue of a satirical German magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Twice to illustrate a media bias, Gawker writing, in Breitbart's defense, the cartoon's been altered to remove the Star of David and
That's okay, then.
Unhook the figure's nose.
Oh.
But I don't know. How do you even look at a sanitized version and not think, wow, that sure looks like a cartoon about how Jews control the media? It's just another day and another asshat story about Andrew Breitbart. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
Nobody wants to be with a Charlie in the box.
No, that's up. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. What time is it? This may be the first time we've ever been accused of being politically correct.
What? Who? Huh?
Let's see. Craig writes, I heard a male voice from your studio. That's one of you guys.
Okay.
Just a male voice from the studio. Explain why the phrase Happy Holidays is necessary, because the religion of the people is not known. Excuse me, but Christmas is a Christian holiday and not celebrated by non-Christians. It seems to me we were able to make that distinction for many years without exception. Stop being politically correct. Huh.
But
I think
Hanukkah
Jim
falls
probably
at the same time. That was me that said that, actually.
Right. Yeah.
Hanukkah falls at the same time.
This year. It's,
and by the way, Christmas is celebrated
by
people that are not Christians.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have Jewish friends that celebrate Christmas.
I'm atheist, and I celebrate the secular parts of it just fine. I have a great time at Christmas. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
But you hate the baby Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't hate the baby Jesus.
You make
Jesus.
The baby Jesus cry
a lot. I make the baby Jesus cry. I don't hate the baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus hasn't been around for over 2,000 years.
And I think he was a lovely man that lived 2,000 years ago, and that's it.
Oh, boy.
What?
There, you just ruined Christmas for everybody.
That's what I believe. Sorry.
All right. This sounds like a joke headline, but it's not. Gawker, a Tea Party founder walks into an airport, presents a gun, is arrested. Mark Meckler, that guy, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, he supports Second Amendment rights, if you know what we mean. And what we mean is he's been arrested for trying to carry a gun on a plane.
Oh.
He presented a locked gun box to a Delta Airlines ticketing agent.
Mm-hmm.
What was Meckler's reason for toting a gun around America, legally or not? Because he gets threats. For example, those bitches at Delta threatened to have him arrested for trying to carry a gun on a plane. So.
Which is why I need a gun on a plane.
Because.
Even if you bring a gun in a locked box to an airport, you have to let them know in advance. That's why he was arrested.
Yes.
And you can't have it accessible in the cabin. You know, it's,
has anyone else packed your bag for it? Yes, my wife, and she put a giant gun in there. What?
What's your problem? I have a right to carry a gun anywhere I want. If I want to go burst into the cockpit, swing my gun around, it says right there in the Constitution, I can do it.
This is going to be an episode of what the Fox tonight, I'm guessing, because they take anything good, particularly about Michelle Obama, and make it something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Obama asked to a Marine Corps ball, says yes. She was recently asked at the Marine Corps ball, 20-year-old Marine Lance Corporal Aaron Leakes has asked Michelle Obama to accompany him to a Marine Corps ball next November, with your husband's permission, of course. The first lady responded, I'd love to, and brought an aide over to get his information. They met at a Toys for Tots event.
That is so cool.
Yeah, but on Fox News, it's the pre-adulterous Michelle Obama.
Trolling for strange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Young man meet at Toys for Tots, right?
Sheesh.
Limbaugh's probably working on an angle right now.
Yeah.
So my friends, apparently it's nice they're still dating. The Obamas are still dating. Oh,
all right. Here's...
Well, sure tell them what food you can eat at the ball.
Okay. Hey, what do you know? It's gridlock. It's how we end every year. It's the season right after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's.
That's right.
Gridlock, government shutdown. Who could have seen that coming?
Favorite Christmas specials.
Mm-hmm. The Senate's 2-month payroll tax extension is dead on arrival in the House. The boner made that perfectly clear yesterday morning.
It's the Grinch who stole the extension thing.
Mm-hmm.
Deal.
He said that Congress will have to negotiate a deal closer to the House past 1 year extension before members leave for the holidays. Here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
This is just no way to govern it. Even just a 2 month extension, it's just it's like we're governing in just fits and starts and not in any kind of way that makes sense.
That is very short-sighted.
He wants to shut down the government like Gingrich did in the 90s.
Yeah.
Which did not work out well for him.
Yeah, but this is what they do. They force concessions on totally unrelated matters, and it's become completely impossible to govern.
They want president, they want term president.
And they've also shoehorned Keystone into there.
Yeah.
They forced President Obama to make a decision on it in the next 2 months.
Yeah, David Gregory was asking Boner about that, you know, scientists or whoever say they need more time for this. Oh, well, that's nonsense. They don't need more time.
They don't talk about science.
Okay, the president.
We've got a lot more work to do for the people who sent us here. But today I'm glad that both parties in Congress came together, and I want to thank them for ensuring that as we head into the holidays, folks at home don't have to worry about their taxes going up.
For now.
The Boner, as usual, is there. I don't know what's going to happen. Here we go again, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little exhausted from all this. It's the same thing every time. I'm just...
It would be inexcusable for Congress not to further extend this middle-class tax cut for the rest of the year. It should be a formality, and hopefully it's done with as little drama as possible when they get back in January.
Yeah, well, the Boner's all about the drinking and the drama. Sorry. He seriously is the biggest drama queen, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
With the crying, and it's like a tantrum every year, the Boner on...
Well, it's pretty clear that I and our members... oppose the Senate bill. How can you do tax policy for 2 months?
So we
really do believe it's time for the Senate to work with the House to complete our business for the year.
So you're suggesting start over, make this a 1 year extension. Should the Senate start from scratch?
No. What I'm suggesting is this. The House has passed its bill. Now the Senate has passed its bill. Under the Constitution, we have these disagreements. There could be a formal conference between the House and Senate to resolve our differences.
Do we have time for a conference before the end of the year?
What he means is do what the House wants.
Yeah.
Do what my crazy Tea Party Congress wants. That's what his version of...
Who cares about the Senate? Who do you think they are? They have to say this. It's like the president thinks he's like, Commander-in-Chief, where does he get off?
Here is Senator Mitch McConnell on, we should not be spending money, as you know, on turtle tunnels. As he's actually saying.
Turtle tunnel survival for our national
security. But he would like to spend money on the Keystone Pipeline.
Since most of us have not heard a good reason from the White House as to why they would block it, I'm very hopeful.
God, you idiot.
That the president, in the course of this 60 days, we'll do the right thing for the country and get this crucial project underway.
How about environmental catastrophe? Is that reason enough for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just the president saying, it's not the president saying, I need more time to make up my mind. It's like even David Gregory said there's a study that's not done yet.
Right.
Hurry up. We don't want to study. Just do it. Go. Don't think. Just do.
Yeah, then there'll be another, BP, and they'll be like, now look what you've done, Mr. President. Now look.
You spilled oil all over Nebraska.
President moved too quickly.
You didn't do anything, Aquaman, again. Senator John McCain.
$12.7 million for a cultural artifacts repository. That's in the name of defense.
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
The budget. He's going off about, different things in the budget.
Uh-huh.
Like a crazy old man would.
Like a crazy old crankety man.
You're sharing the budget that allows kids to stay on my lawn. I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh, dear.
Millions of dollars allocated to kids so they can stand on my lawn.
Oh, boy. All right. Hannah writes, look at this. It's a love letter. Dear Mama, I'm slowly turning into you. Well, that's not good.
How old is she?
I just rescued my first dog 2 weeks ago in Great Pyrenees named Kylie.
Aww.
And now whenever one walks, I find myself maniacally proclaiming in a high-pitched voice, who's a good girl? Good girl! You know what Lisa caught me doing the other day? I have these treats for the dogs called quackers. They're actually, little
ducks.
They're duck jerky. Yeah. And so I quack when I give them to them. She walked in the kitchen. I was like, quacker. Okay.
Oh, mommy, that's creepy.
Wow, that's wow. I wish I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
Splish you hard.
Now all I need is some box wine and a scandalously hot girlfriend. Her birthday was on Saturday. She's sitting on a couch enchanted with your show. I don't know if a squealy, high-pitched happy birthday would make her day or not, but it would make mine. Oh, happy birthday, Kylie! Thank you, girl! Oh, it's Quaker! Okay. She's got a new great beard. His name's Kylie. All right.
God.
No, can I just say something in the holiday season? Rescue a dog if you can. Oh, Jim, did you read the L.A. Times? Worker that was, what do you call it, charged with abusing dogs at an animal shelter here. Yeah, and it just made me mad all over again, people that don't spay or neuter or buy dogs from pet stores or whatever, because it was just a horrible story. I want to do one heartwarming story, too, in the holiday season.
Okay.
Did you hear this story not too long ago? Airport baggage handler Lynn Jones saw the sad look on the listless, emaciated dog sitting in a pet carrier and knew something was wrong. Then she saw its body was covered with sores, its paws were worn raw. It was so thin it made me cry. If that dog gets on the plane, she remembered thinking, it would certainly die. When she refused the supervisor's orders to load it onto a Texas-bound flight, she was fired.
Wow. Hmm.
Now, a month after the incident at the Reno International Airport, the dog has recovered, and Jones, while her former employer and airport officials have praised her for her action, remains without her old job. ATS is reviewing the actions of all employees involved to determine if the appropriate action was taken. I kept telling my supervisor, that dog is going to die if it gets on that plane. He didn't really even look at the dog. He just kept saying, the dog is going. I kept saying, it is not. We went back and forth. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. I was hysterical and crying and yelling because the plane was going to leave and I was afraid the dog was going to be on it. I kept saying, please, please, the dog is going to die. Airport police phoned the animal welfare agency, which took custody of the dog. The dog apparently owned by a hunter who has it shipped to places he hunts.
Oh, God.
Was shipped back to Texas after being nursed back to health. She said, it just breaks my heart to think that dog has been sent back to that owner. It's disgusting. Yeah. It makes me ill. She says she doesn't know if she would accept an offer to return to her job. I would really have to think about it. Mm. But I wanted to salute a fine American. I missed it. Lynn Jones. I sent this story to our friend at who owns Pet Airways.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, to say, might there be a job?
Yeah.
Because, that's exactly why Pet Airways came about, because of, the dangers of flying your dogs on commercial airlines. So, anyway,
What good is a sick dog while you're hunting?
I know. And it's not, if you don't have to fly your dog, it's not good, no matter how you do
it's
it.
Very it's very traumatic.
To ship it all over the place to go hunting, no wonder it's in that kind of shape. Ugh. Anyway, you don't understand. I'm the kind of person, Jim, I get in fights with guys on my hiking trail because they don't want to take their dogs, we're going to play that Katherine Heigl thing again. No, it is. It's like a macho thing. You're like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. It's like, do you know how many dogs get killed every year and how many in these shelters and all that because you won't spay and neuter your dogs? All right. I'm playing the Katherine Heigl I hate balls thing after the break. 46.
Are you okay? You need an aspirin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
46 minutes after. Little box wine chaser. Thank you. Mm-hmm. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. I can feel
my fire burn every time you call my name. We're in Taylor Danger without you.
I just rescued a great Dane. 51 minutes after the hour. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Donna in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hey, Donna.
Hey, listen, I do puppy mill rescue, and I've done some research on all these places. And you never want to buy a dog online, ever.
Yep.
And you never want to see the home where the dog lives. You don't ever want to buy from online at all, okay?
Yep.
And you never, ever, ever, ever want to buy from a pet store. They lie to you. They tell you that they get them from the best breeders.
Well, and Donna, you know, if you've been to my website, stephaniemiller.com, mm-hmm. you can see my dogs are, I have two beautiful Great Pyrenees, and what people don't realize is you can rescue purebreds. You can rescue whatever you want. There are so many dogs that need to be rescued, whether it's at shelters or, you know, I got mine at Gentle Giants Rescue. They specialize in giant dogs because that's such a particular problem because, you know, the housing crisis, people are losing their houses. They can't have dogs, particularly giant ones in apartments, you know, so.
Even the small ones, because I just talked to the people at Dogs and Rescue, and they are totally full because people don't have the money. They're, you know, their houses are going into foreclosure. But you
right,
know,
but Donna, doesn't that's what I'm saying? Doesn't it just kill you that anybody is still buying dogs online or in pet stores?
My family did it. My own family, after being in rescue all these years, they went and bought dogs. It just mortifies me.
Well, I mean, and Donna, you know, like I say, I literally get invites. I see these guys that have unneutered male dogs, and it's like, it's his balls, not yours. they won't get them fixed because they, you know.
And it's not attractive, is it?
No.
To see balls hanging.
No. Oh, well, thank you. Oh, you're a Katherine Heigl fan on Funny or Die. I just had to play this because it's funny, and it's for a good cause.
Hi, I'm movie star and Maxim 100 member, Katherine Heigl. Many people may know that I work with the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation promoting animal causes, specifically the neutering and, well, the neutering of dogs and cats. A lot of people say to me, Katherine, you promote neutering so much, you must really love animals. And I'm like, yeah, they're okay, I guess. But the real reason I'm so pro-neutering is I hate balls. I really do. You're probably thinking, oh, she's just being cute. She must mean tennis balls or yoga balls. Nope. I mean testicles. Terrible, terrible testicles. Unfortunately, I can't cut the nuts off human men. Yet. So I've dedicated my time to the neutering of dogs, because that's legal. This is Jazzy. He's 100% adorable. That's because he's been neutered. Before, he was only 98% adorable and 2% dangly disgusting balls. Seems like an improvement to me. Won't you join me on this quest? Balls are... Oh, God. I'm sorry. I just pictured them. I've prepared a list of the pros and cons of nuts. Let's start with the cons, shall we? They're jiggly. They look awful shaved. Their size fluctuates unpredictably. Of course, they look awful unshaved. They're crinkly and wrinkly like an old Muppet. Hitler and John Wayne Gacy came from them. And so on and so on. This is, of course, just a partial list. Now, on to the pros. Bam. There are none.
Oh, yeah!
To be clear.
All right.
Yeah.
You gotta go see it on
the whole thing.
The whole thing is hilarious. Especially when her husband comes and asks for his back.
Yeah.
Because he's going out with the boys. Dave in Minneapolis. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Mama. Why wasn't this guy turned into the police? The guy with the pork
yeah,
dog.
The hunter.
Exactly. Why wasn't he? She had the information. She could do it. And they could prosecute him. Absolutely. My best friend has a rescue dog, Bentley. He's part German Shepherd, part boxer, part elephant. He thinks he's a lap dog. Sits in your lap, you know, even though he's huge. But the point I'm making here is his previous owners were actually convicted for abuse. And that, it can happen. It can go that far where these monsters who are taking out their own psychotic episodes on these poor defenseless animals really need to be brought down. They really need to be dealt with.
Well, there's Dave, I was saying that you don't even want to know the details of this story that happened to be in the LA Times. It's a guy that works at a city shelter here that's, you know, being disciplined for abusing dogs. You have to go, you know, do you get a job, you know, euthanizing dogs because you don't like them in the first place? But it's just, you know, to unnecessarily abuse them as you're killing them. It was a horrible, and you know, just the fact that so many dogs have to be in shelters and have to be killed every day, just, you know, it brings it all home again.
Well, exactly right. And really, from a cultural standpoint, if we're a culture that I think you can judge a culture by what they do to the weakest of its makeup. And that would include animals that can't defend themselves.
Yeah.
So I think if we're rescuing those poor things and taking care of them and loving them, all the better for us. So just good karma, I think.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. All right, Dave. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
All right. Oh, you know, I know this sounds like Sounds like an 80s comedy routine, but would you like to... They've done another study, dog people versus cat people.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm living this, because as you know, I'm in a, you know, gay, biracial...
mixed marriage.
Yeah. Well, I have two white dogs, and she has two black and white cats.
Yes.
So it's an interspecies biracial...
Whatever!
It's a whole mishpucha thing. Seriously? I thought this was it's an actual study. I thought it was an 80s comedy routine. Dog people versus cat people. Literally different.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Dog people, 36% more likely to use a pop song as a ringtone. Cat people...
Do you use a pop song as a ringtone?
No. I would, because I'm technologically impaired.
Because you don't know how.
So that's...
But you would if you
I
could.
I would. Yes. I would use one of the awful songs that I often ask you for...
Yes.
Bumps.
Some Kesha song.
When I draw on a drunk dial you. Something I think is current.
Oh, okay, so whoomp, there it is. Something current like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay,
this
gotcha.
Is how we do it, yeah. Uh-huh. Cat people, 14% more likely to cling to friends at a party. Dog uh-huh. people, 18% more likely to consider Paul McCartney their favorite Beatle. Cat people, 25% more likely to consider George Harrison their favorite Beatle. It seems like people that
I
did this study...
I question the methodology.
Yeah, this
and
is,
this answer
sounds
this
like BS.
Entirely too much free time. This is true. Dog people, 30% more likely to enjoy slapstick humor and impressions. That's me. Cat people, 21% more likely to enjoy ironic humor and puns.
Okay, I'll buy that.
All right, I just wasted all of our time reporting on that, the people that did the study, the people that answered the questions. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Crystal Boy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller, sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Check it out for all the upcoming dates and how to get the new iTunes album for only $9.99. Oh, my God. Okay, and yes, I know, there is panic in Stepland, but with Kim being out.
Yes.
Permanently. No longer. In the news. Matt from Dearborn. Rest in peace, dear leader. Steph, I'm mourning today over the passage of Kim Jong-il just to think of all the song parodies Jim Ward will never be able to do. Like, for instance, the Warren Zevon tune, Werewolves. Rundin.
Oh, no.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand. Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for a place called Riho Fuchs.
I think they really
gonna
like...
get a big dish of beef chow mein.
Okay, I'm behind.
Yeah, it's okay.
I think they really want to hear the little old lady. No. You know, the riddle old.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, ooh, where was a rondon? Ah, ooh. Ah, ooh. Werewolves are running.
You can just do the one line.
I gotta wait.
Okay.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not read him in. Riddle already got mutilated last night.
Okay, that was the one we were waiting for. Okay.
Werewolves are running again.
Not
you better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim.
Wow, that poor little old lady.
Yeah.
All right. Not to mention, the Burl Ives holiday classic.
Wow. This one's Michael Bublé.
Yeah, have a hurry, Dari.
Have a hurry, jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of ragavurin.
All right, thank
have
you,
Have a
everybody.
Hurry, jolly Christmas.
All right, we just as an early Christmas Hanukkah present, we'll do whatever you want, Kim Jong Il this morning, because people have, sincerely panicked. I don't know when I've gotten that much email.
You got a lot of tweets too, but you probably didn't see all those. No.
People very alarmed.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still taking Kim Jong Il requests. It doesn't stop me from doing Katharine Hepburn, for God's sakes.
Hell no.
All right. Oh, so I was just on a rant last night about the last hour about this dog that God bless this lady. Airport worker refused to load this dog that was really sick and emaciated. Anyway, but a hunting dog that is getting shipped all over the country. Chris in Yankton writes, Steph, I can't see stand seeing the dogs coming in the cargo in the airport when it's hunting season here in our fair state. Some hunters take care of their dogs, but many don't. Many recreational hunters are just rich yahoos who fly in to chug Jägermeister and spray bullets into the cornfields. Yep. It's really infuriating to responsible hunters, especially when people mistreat their dogs, get them overheated, run them too hard, etc. Anyway, it always bugs me. When I had to fly from Sioux Falls in November, the airport was full of hunters, and each time with lots of dogs being shipped like cargo. Mm. Chris and Yankton.
Yeah, any moron can call himself a hunter. You know, get completely tanked on lining Kugels and go shooting automatic weapons into the forest. You know, people have to dress up their pets in Dago orange and their livestock so they don't get shot.
Yeah, it's not good to fly your dogs if you don't have to. It's obviously, there just isn't a way to. And if you're doing it all over the country, I mean, how? No wonder this dog was.
You rented an RV once in order not to.
Yes.
And that turned out to be disastrous.
It was a giant air-conditioned pet taxi.
Yes.
to go across the country, yes.
I can't imagine you driving an RV.
Yeah, and then now I found Pet Airways, which they fly the pets in the cabin.
Right.
Everybody,
thank God.
Everyone's a pet, even the pilot.
Yeah. Thank God.
Flight attendants are pets.
Oh.
Not really.
Thank God Pet Airways came along, because I don't want you driving an RV ever again.
Oh, no, I didn't drive it.
You hired someone? You were driven like Miss Daisy across the United States.
With my giant dogs.
Oh, my God.
With my three giant dogs.
Wow.
And I remember the air conditioning wasn't working very well, and it kept dripping on us, and it was just a nightmare.
I didn't. Oh.
So you had to hire a different guy with a different van.
It was a giant, leaky RV. Oh, I had such RV envy across the country. I was like, oh, that one's a really sweet ride. Look at this piece of crap we're in.
You had a Winnebago from, 1965.
I did. It was awful. Oh, we pulled up like Beverly Hillbillies, just steaming, stuff falling off. Literally, the top of the thing was falling off.
Was there shag carpeting?
God, I love these dogs. I mean, all right. Hannah in Illinois. Oh, you're the owner of Kylie. Who's got a new Great Pyrenees?
Yeah, I've had cats my whole life, and this is my first dog, and I'm slowly finding myself talking to her more and more like a child.
Yes.
Like congratulating her when she poops.
Yes. Yeah. Look what you did. Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to thank you for wishing her happy birthday, and I wanted to, in the original message, I should have said she was adopted. She wasn't rescued. She's a retired farm dog. The farm was looking for her to retire somewhere a little cushier than a horse farm.
Aw, cool. Well, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
And
so
I
really do have Great Pyrenees, so I understand the issue of transportation.
Yeah, it's Max is like the size of a bus, basically. It's so it's tough to transport them. Yeah. But anyway, congratulations.
She gets excited. The whole car rocks when she goes back to the outside. So we had to get a bigger couch because she's taking my boyfriend off. So.
Yeah, when Max, when he's really happy to see me, he puts his head down and then just sort of pile drives me into a wall. Just kind of,
Yeah, we're slowly experiencing it. So. I wanted to say thank you.
Aw, you're welcome, Hannah. Congratulations on rescuing.
We used to have a Great Dane who'd curl up right next on the couch right next to the cats. They would just take up remarkably little space.
Aww. Yes. Oh,
By the way, listener Pat in Reno says the wonderful baggage handler in Reno got her job back.
Oh,
did she? The contracting company that handles the baggage at the Reno airport apologized for the incident and offered her job back to her.
So. Awesome!
Yeah.
Good for her.
A little bit of an update there.
Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
But did they fire the ASSAT who was
trying to I don't have an update about that.
Yeah. Mike in Akron is a new Steph head. Hello, fellow hippie liberals. Hello. I wanted to write and thank you guys for saving my sanity. That always concerns me. Anyone is basing their sanity on me, isn't it?
Yeah, confused sense.
It's not bode well for you.
Your sanity is hanging by a thread.
Woo! She just started talking to her dog like a child. I'm like way down the rabbit hole ahead of you. I live in Northeast Ohio where there's absolutely no liberal radio. Well, you know, there's no market for it.
No, of course not.
I'm sorry, Chris. Well, what's the number one comedy album in the United States today?
Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, the album.
There's absolutely no market.
No market for that.
None.
Only 18,000 people have seen it since April. Okay, I was on iHeartRadio, just happened to stumble upon your show. You had Kathleen Madigan on. I knew I'd found my radio home.
Oh.
Yes. Stay sexy. Keep up the debauchery. Oh, Mike, we will. Thank you. What's greater than Kathleen Madigan? Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Kevin writes, Steph, my brother-in-law, this is a kind of a hate letter. My brother-in-law got distracted by your show last week and lost money in the stock market because he forgot to push the sell button. Further proof that the economy is affected by your words, Kevin.
Whoa.
Sorry. Right. Pay attention. Listen. All right. Speaking of the sell button, get it now. Number one on iTunes and on Amazon. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, Volume 1. Yeah, it's we hit number 19 overall on Friday.
That's kind of good.
Yeah, and it's I thank you so much.
You were beating Adele.
Hello, I took that biatch down like early Friday morning. You kidding? I left that old man Tony Bennett. I just walked over his back.
I'm sure she wishes all the best for you.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
See, that's a lyric to her song. You see.
See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
All right, Rebecca in Oakland. Right, Steph, I prefer to listen to you live on the radio, but I can't always catch the show whole. I've really been enjoying the Stephcast for the low, low price, $4.95. Mm-hmm. And they make great gifts.
Yes, they do. And you can gift it.
Mm-hmm. I often play it while I'm out and about for some exercise. This morning, listening to the show, you announced the release of the Sexy Liberal Comedy album. I interrupted my yoga to run to my computer and download it from iTunes for the low, low price of $9.99.
Yeah.
Now I can play my favorite bits while I run or bike, and it will motivate me to just keep getting sexier. Soon my ass will be nearly as spectacular as yours. Well, thank you, Rebecca and Oakland. Why, that's another, it could be an added side benefit.
Spectacular ass?
You also
ass?
Get a spectacular, sexy liberal ass from listening to the Stephcast and the comedy album.
May cause spectacular ass.
Bob is mad at me, Bob and Akron. What a rip. Hi, Steph. I leave for work at 6 a.m. Eastern, so I stop on the way and waste a dollar on a copy of USA Today.
Oh.
Yeah. Can I just say I've really helped USA Today's bottom line because they've announced the Sexy Liberal article 3 times.
Well, that's why they keep postponing it, so
yes,
that you'll keep
so
saying
so I keep saying
it.
We're in USA Today, yeah. And then people... I know. Yeah, I had to talk to my mom yesterday. Oh, Steffi, you got bumped for Angelina Jolie. I'm like, yeah, Mom, listen, radio's kind of low on the totem pole, but okay. at lunch, I paid through the whole thing, no Stephanie Miller article. As Art from Chicago would put it, you owe me 20 nickels with bees. Mom,
yeah. Bye, Cracky.
All right, they promise tomorrow, but I have no idea. There's supposed to be a big story.
How about we not announce it until we actually see it?
I got bumped by the Golden Globes on Friday, for God's sake.
What, they didn't know the Golden Globes were coming up?
I don't know.
That's some poor planning on USA Today's part.
Carol got the album. Carol, right? I got the album from iTunes over the weekend. Hysterical. By the way, thank you everybody posting those great reviews. We have 5 stars.
Yep.
Playing it as loud as possible to see if they'll kick us out of this mobile park in Florida filled with far too many Republican hypocritical a-holes. We'd be lonely without you every morning. We'll have to read more while you're away. Oh, no, no, no. We'll be playing delightful best year in review best ofs.
Yes, we
all
will.
Next week. Don't read. Don't be ridiculous. Listen to the best ofs next week.
Yeah.
Reading. Who needs to do more reading?
If you didn't hear it the first time, it's new to you.
Yes. All right, Jeff and Salem. Oh, here's a new idea for the new year. Steph, having already seen the Boston Sexy Liberal, I can attest to hep swinging liberals in attendance, both on stage and in the audience. Mm. You know how much Sexy Liberal strains we're responsible for this year? A lot.
Mm. Mm.
You talked about twat shots you take at the shows. I must say your portfolio of said shots is quite astonishing, right up there with Mapplethorpe. It occurs to me there may be some fans who, for a change of pace, might like to see some twat shots from the other two swingers on stage. I've heard a rumor there may be a new movement afoot to actually get this done called Occupy Hal and John's Pants. We're sure we can work something out.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll go right for that.
Mm. I'll ask them. All right, let me do this real quick. Kashira, am I saying that right? Kashira in Massachusetts.
Yes, hi, Steph.
Hi.
Hi, and I'm the proud owner of Mac, the official puppy mill rescued Maltese of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, he's got a little white dog.
Yeah, he's a little white doggy. He's so cute. Well, I was actually
Maltese look like you put Max and Fred in the dryer too long.
Yeah, that's pretty much. He's a little white ball of dryer lint with big brown eyes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
Well, I was actually calling about Mitt Romney and something really awful that he did when he was governor of Massachusetts.
Oh, you're going to talk about strapping the dog to the roof.
No, that was bad enough. Strapping the dog to the roof was bad enough, but this was something regarding his elitist attitude. When he was governor of Massachusetts, I live in the western part of the state, which the people in Boston frequently tend to think doesn't exist, even though we supply them all of their water and most of their food.
Yeah.
They don't think we exist. Well, what had happened was there was a huge flood. It was sort of, they call it a 1,000-year flood. We had melting in the spring of the snow, and the devastation was pretty close to what happened this year with the hurricane. but it was only in this part of the state. It wasn't like, you know, in New Jersey or wherever. And we had in the town of Greenfield, we had a gigantic trailer park that was literally washed away by the flood. And all of the older and fixed income people who lived in the trailer park lost everything that they owned. And then there was also a housing project. And an entire block of the housing project was devastated, and it was mostly handicapped people and working poor families that lived there. Completely destroyed. They were left homeless. And the governor, Mitt Romney, did nothing for approximately 3 days. He did not make a peep. He did not send the lieutenant governor out. He did nothing. And the mayor of Greenfield at the time, Mrs. Christine Forgy, had to go to the Boston Globe and to all the different television and radio stations and publicly call out Governor Romney and basically say, you know, what are we, chopped liver out here? Are we just a bunch of farmers? You don't care about us? And she shamed him into coming out and making what, you know, governors are supposed to do, a disaster appearance, which is, you know, part of the job of being a governor. Right. And the only thing I can think of is if he did that then, what is he going to do if we get, you know, hit by terrorists or whatever? Is he going to, like, ignore the states that have poor people living in them and only go visit the rich states that are devastated?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, Katira. All right, 20 minutes after
the
hour.
Well, now I'm running for president, for Pete's sake.
Who let my dog out?
Woof, woof.
Oh, I guess that was me. 20 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Bad girl, you're bad girl, you're such a dirty bad girl.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 26 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
Yeah, those were the lyrics in the 70s. That's
wow.
It. They were too high on coke.
We've been talking about dogs, and speaking of high-strung poodles on linoleum.
Yeah.
Like Roland, our sexy liberal tour director.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, he would. No, this is really important. Can you say something on air? If people have questions about where to buy tickets for the live shows, go to sexyliberal.com, which has all the dates and the official links. This weekend, with emails coming from Boston and Chicago, people accusing us of not having affordable tickets available, it seems a lot of people are Googling Sexy Liberal in Chicago, and they think the official ticket seller, like this site, excite.com, are the official. They are not. For example, they're selling $28 tickets for $80 and saying they were originally $85 and they're saving you money.
That's insane.
Oh, you lying, sack of crap.
And they be sued.
You're
a lying sack of crap.
You're a lying scheming. Oh, I forward all these letters. Let's see. By the way, and he says we aren't selling tickets for $374 in Philadelphia.
No.
As much as I'd love to, these are $50 tickets, not even VIP. They're making marking up 580% for tickets.
Wait a minute. They're selling non-VIP tickets for that much?
Yes.
Wow. Oh,
yes.
My God.
So please, please, please be careful. Go to sexyliberal.com or sexyliberal on Facebook, because, you know.
And that's even scarily high for VIP
and
tickets.
I don't know if this is right-wingers that are trying to make us look bad or just people, just general people trying to profit, but it's not right. Let's see. See, and Roland, I have to say, he's a very high-strung poodle and very efficient.
Yep.
He emails. I always forward the emails, and he always takes care of everybody individually. He, you know, Edgar, Stephanie forwarded your email tickets in Chicago. The pricing of tickets goes as low as $28 for tickets to the show. I want to make sure you're using the correct link, and he sends them the link.
Yeah.
Let me know where you got the information. The cheapest seats are $80, blah, blah. So he's researching.
Seems like it's way too easy to do that kind of crap.
I know. Well, it's stuff I've never even heard of. Like the in L.A., that you can hack Google Maps so it showed that our venue here was permanently closed, which, of course, it wasn't. Liberals, smart enough to use MapQuest, however.
Yeah.
So
that's
nice try.
With, that's what comes with crowdsourcing, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and this one, and again, because I hate these emails of teachers, people that don't have a lot of money that email me. This one, let's see. Kirsten, hi, Roland. Thanks for getting back to me so quickly with the great news. Just bought my tickets. Can't wait to see Steph and the gang again in Seattle. But, her name is Carrie. I'm sorry. Roland wrote her, we actually have added lower ticket prices for the 2012 Seattle date. Excluding the VIP tickets, prices go from $56.25 to $21.25. For the 2011 engagement, we weren't able to have as many $21 tickets. We want to make sure you have the correct link. And also, that, you know, there are affordable tickets for
people. If they're asking for $1 million, yeah, you know it's Dr. It's Evil. It's not the real
yes.
thing.
Only exactly. go to sexyliberal.com for your links.
There you go. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Screw Santa. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Jim in Florida. Hi, Jim.
Hello. Hello, young lady.
Hello.
I want to be the official cardiac patient for Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show.
Uh-oh. Was that, we didn't cause it, did we?
I don't know. Maybe it was the anticipation.
I was sitting
two seats down below the Grayson.
Yes.
And John had finished, and Hal had come on. And my heart started to go about 150, 200 beats a minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And I had to be evacuated to the hospital and got out Friday.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you're okay.
Stephanie, you're sending people to the hospital.
I wasn't even on stage yet. It wasn't my fault. Hal and John's fault. Aw, Jim, I'm glad you're... Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine.
Aw. Well, we'll have to get you some tickets to an upcoming show, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right.
Okay,
hang on. I'm going to put...
do it again, huh?
I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on. We'll have a medevac helicopter ready. All right. Rebecca, get his info for Roland. Okay.
Maybe you should have some beta blockers before you go see the show.
Yeah. No. It wasn't my twat shot. I hadn't even been on yet.
Maybe you need to have, like, a pharmacist on call.
Yeah.
Get him some nitroglycerin, staff.
Okay. Oh, here it is. What? Oh, Roland sent me. What is this? Excite. Don't only go to sexyliberal.com for tickets. Look at these bastages. Mm-hmm. If you found events at Excite, you found an exciting way to enjoy all the events you've been waiting to see without paying hefty prices. By cutting down on advertising is precisely what helps us offer some of the cheapest tickets for Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour and other exciting events. Yeah, you know what? It's not cutting down on advertising. It's marking our tickets up 480%, you bastards. But look at this. At events at Excite, we keep our costs low, so we're able to offer the lowest prices on tickets for the most sought-after events. Events such as the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. Oh, see, this
really?
Is what, and then I get letters from people going, you know, greedy biatch, you're charging $500 for tickets. Like, no!
It's like, no, we're not.
No!
We're keeping them low on purpose.
Yes. Oh, all right, so only go to sexyliberal.com or sexyliberal on Facebook for the proper links. Sarah in Washington State says, see you in Seattle in September. Steph Namooks, I'm a grad student in Washington State getting my Master's of Science in Geography. Can I be the official cartographer of the Stephanie Miller Show? Whew. We just had no.
Well, you need a cartographer.
Yeah, sure. So does Herman Cain.
Well, yeah.
Thanks. I've earned
Did
it as a
find
faithful.
Becky Stan. I don't think so.
Faithful Stephcast subscriber for 3 years. Anyway, I want to give you a nod to Chris, the grammar police of the MOOCs.
Oh.
I appreciate his love of good grammar and his biceps. I also love Jim Ward. I'm secretly wishing he comes to Sexy Liberal in Seattle and brings his lovely wife Juniper, Sarah in Washington. All right. Oh. Sarah in Washington State, coming to Seattle Sexy.
Grunge may be done, but the 2012 elections are just firing up. And just in time, everyone's favorite Gen Xer, Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, right.
And her band of sexy liberal cohorts are coming back to you.
I get so horny when I'm in Seattle.
USA, I give Seattle and Tacoma much play.
On Saturday, September 29th, 2012, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour will return to the Great Northwest. The Paramount Theater will host the most successful progressive comedy trio of our time.
Yes.
Featuring John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and a favorite of Pike Place Market, Stephanie Miller.
Her brand of tuna was better.
Tickets are available online at stgpresents.org or by calling 877-784-4849. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour at the Paramount Theater. Seattle, Washington, this is your final chance before the 2012 election to experience pure progressive nirvana.
Baha! Baha! Okay, all right. Thank you, kids. Uh-oh, Jim. Victor writes, hey, my name is Vic, a 20-year-old college student. I actually just started listening to your show. Love it. That being said, I found your Kim Jong-il bit a little racist.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear. He's new.
He's new.
Just well, on the day.
That's the last you're going to hear of Kim Jong-il probably for a while.
Maybe you're making fun of Kim Jong-il, but it seemed as if you were making fun of his accent. Oh.
Computer says nah.
That's not so.
That's ridiculous. I would make fun of Tom Brokaw's inability to pronounce the letter L. I would never stoop to such a despicable.
Vic, here are the fun facts about voice deity, Emmy Award-winning voice deity Jim Ward's impressions. They tend to sound exactly like the person that Cecil the Herman Cain impression, though some people said that's... was racist. It sounded exactly the way.
Like him.
Because somebody called in and said, you don't do that for Obama.
Because Obama doesn't sound anything like that.
No. So that's... anyway.
That being said,
we apologize to any crazy third world dictators that we have offended.
I don't think he has an affinity for Lindsay Lohan. I call me crazy. I just don't think that's true. Or Zagnut.
Nick from Minneapolis, on the other side of things, we need a Best of Kim Jong-il by Jim Ward CD. Must have. It's a must have, Jim, for the holidays. Get on that. Oh, well, we should. Can we go back through the archives and see if
we have archives?
Do we have archives?
Mm. We kind of do. They're not.
We'll search for one.
Yeah, they're not labeled. Kim Jong Il does this here, though.
You have to listen to them all.
Yes.
Exactly. Reading the official news report. Yeah, there are a lot of pictures. People pouring into the streets, crying because I guess he was so beloved.
Yeah, like, not just crying, but like...
Are they actors?
Like, really bad acting stage crying.
I think
that kind of crying.
Yeah.
Like John Boehner, Cowardly Lion kind of man crying.
Yeah.
I would step to my tail. Goodness, what a fuss you're making.
Didn't seem that authentic to me.
No.
Earlier, a tearful North Korean television announcer dressed in black and her voice quavering.
I saw that.
Said dear leader died of physical and mental overwork.
Overwork. On a train.
His way to give field guidance, advice dispensed by dear leader on trips to factories, farms, and the military.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have thought he was just sitting on the couch drinking Lagavulin.
Reading the Lindsay Lohan Playboy.
Yeah, but no. Hard work. He died of hard work.
Hard work.
Uh-huh.
It's hard work. Everyone knows it's hard work.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's working hard to do so.
North Korea's official news agency lauded his youngest son, Kim... How do you say it? Kim Jong-un. As the outstanding leader of our party, army, and the people. A more, just a regular analyst said, Kim Jong-un, is a pale reflection of his father and grandfather. He's not had the decades of grooming and securing a power base that Kim Jong-il enjoyed before assuming control. I'm telling you, he's been on the couch being high, playing Angry Birds for several years. He's like, oh, Dad. Dude,
Dad,
hit a croak now.
He's like only 24. Ooh,
and it looks like he's been hitting the something a little hard.
Yeah, it looks like he's been
cheese whiz.
He's just sitting on the couch high, doing cheese whiz right in his mouth.
Dad, looks like what? Dad kicked the bucket. Oh no,
we think he sounds exactly like
Scott
Eagle.
I gotta work now.
Dude,
this sucks.
Yeah.
We just said sucks at the same time.
Looks like he's been hitting the hometown buffet, every meal.
I don't have the facts to back this up, but I think he does eat cheese whiz right out of the can.
John Pinette's all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah. I think when his friends called him.
You go now!
His friends called him, see how he's doing after his dad, and I think that's all they heard.
Why use a cracker when you can just put it straight into your mouth?
Right. Why? Save who on needs carbs. The middleman?
Yeah, exactly.
Who needs the middle cracker? The analyst said he may feel it necessary in the future to precipitate a crisis to prove his mettle to other senior leaders or deflect attention from the regime's failings. Yeah, they've already launched a missile, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Just by way of warning.
Range missile.
Just all right, Pudgy, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
We get it.
Thanks. Saying the regime has failings? That's hard to imagine. Don't you see everyone's so happy there?
Oh, it's thank paradise. God I have someone new to blame. Gawker headline is, your partner is making you binge drink. That's why I'm drinking that much Lagavulin. Yeah, Lisa, thanks. Now I'm a drunk.
Not a drunk!
After studying...
I am not a drunk!
I saw that Charlize Theron movie this weekend. What's it called?
Young adult?
Yes. Yes, that's it. No, it was really depressing. She plays a lonely, depressed alcoholic. A little too close to home.
Yeah.
It was, but that made me feel like not because she's really a drunk. So then I was like, oh, I feel better. After studying too.
I've talked to you on some evenings where.
I don't drink hard liquor.
Well, no.
After studying 208 married couples and the drinking habits, researchers have discovered that the binge drinking in one partner in a relationship often transfers to the other partner. Alcohol abuse. Contagious. See?
Huh? Or maybe you're transferring it to her.
Shush!
What?
Gawker also bringing us the news. Kobe Bryant's wife filed for divorce. What could have gone wrong there? What?
Hard to imagine.
Hmm.
She has reportedly filed from divorce from her husband of 10 years. TMZ reports that her filing cited irreconcilable differences and suggests that, quote, she believes Kobe has been unfaithful.
What?
What?
What was her first clue?
That he's a professional athlete?
Yeah.
The couple reportedly does not have a prenup.
Oh, dear.
One source was quoted as saying, oh, Kobe just decided he loves her so much he doesn't need that.
Sure.
Oh, dear.
All righty then.
She's gonna have like a Calista Gingrich's selection of Tiffany jewels at some point. All right. 45 minutes after the hour, we continue with the waning moments of the Stephanie Miller Show next.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
You know you got me. With your pistol, shot me. And I'm here helplessly in love and nothing can stop me.
No, don't fuck with me.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to, 49 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. I would like to salute some of the fine folks with exquisite good taste in broadcasting at Clear Channel in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It's a good news story.
Yep.
Because, you know, we've been told there's no market for liberal thought of any kind. Jim, I'm sorry, I forget. What's the number one comedy album in the USA today?
That'd be Stephanie Miller's 60 Year Liberal.
Yeah, so, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The album.
Clear Channel bringing progressive talk to Milwaukee on HD3 channel, one of the country's most successful progressive talk outlets. Clear Channel's Madison, Wisconsin, 92.1, the mic. Woohoo! Now, company announces it's simulcasting the station to the larger Milwaukee market on the HD3 channel. Oh, expanding instead of contracting. What a good idea. What a brilliant radio executives. Operations manager Tim Scott, who is really smart and really incredibly well endowed.
Yep.
Says 92.1 The Mic is arguably one of the most successful progressive talk stations in the country. The upcoming presidential election and the political atmosphere in the state makes now the perfect time for progressive talk to expand its message to Wisconsin's largest market. It's interesting to note that WXXFM, that's 92.1, almost flipped from progressive talk several years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Uh-huh. But a strong outcry from fans, even though we were number one in the market at the time. It's pretty odd. But a strong outcry from fans of the station convinced Clear Channel Management Madison was a market worthy of keeping the format. And they did. And looky there. And now they have some brilliant salespeople. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And of course, Sexy Liberal in Madison sold out last year. Yep. And it's probably going to be sold out this year again. I would hurry and get your tickets. When is it? Hang on a second. I got it here somewhere. Hang on. Carry the four. Divide it by. Hang on. Oh, it's for the it's the big reunion. It's a year later. It's April 14th.
Gotcha.
Madison at the Barrymore Theater. Okay.
And even if you don't have an HD radio and you live in the Milwaukee area, if you have the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone, you can pick it up on there as well. So you don't have to have an HD radio. You just have to have a smartphone.
Indeed. All right. And also, we've been giving, that's the very first cause we gave to was the recalls, which are really picking up steam in Wisconsin. We gave money to the Recall Walker and the Republican 8 in Wisconsin. But we have been saying lately, we're now thinking we should change our focus and give to some of these dying Republican campaigns, which have been providing much of the comedy for the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour.
Oh, can we get Herman Cain back?
I would give anything. Oh, he was my favorite comedy binky ever. Mike and Raleigh in remembrance.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a salute to the departed gaffes of 2011. Gaffes that won't be around in 2012.
I have $500,000 worth of jewelry on credit.
No, don't talk to Tiffany's.
A very wealthy man. If you have a $500,000 purchase from Tiffany's, you're not a middle-class American.
If I were a rich man.
I'll tell you what. $10,000, $10,000 bet.
I'm running for office for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals.
Are you just going to keep talking, Anderson? Corporations are people, my friend.
He's been consistent since he changed his mind.
Carbon dioxide is portrayed as harmful. Just like John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa. I may not always get my words right.
With the president, he put us in Libya. He is now putting us in Africa because he has a lot of chutzpah.
The very founders that wrote those documents worked tirelessly until slavery was no more.
I'm Michelle Bachmann, and I approve this message.
And that's why this is so dangerous.
No blitz. Outgrow China. They've indicated that they're trying to develop nuclear capability. And when they ask me who's the president of Uzbekistan, I'm going to say, you know, I don't know.
A poet once said, life can be a challenge.
Life can be a challenge.
Okay, Libya.
Life can seem impossible.
Impossible. Got all this stuff twirling around in my head.
But it's never easy.
No, that's a different one.
When there's so much on the line.
Stupid people are ruining America.
I love Urban. Is he the best? I mean, I have fun with him. He is a great and interesting guy. So far out in the country that everybody had their own tomcat.
Washington has abused the Constitution. You go back a decade ago with Woodrow Wilson.
Actually, the reason that we fought the revolution in the 16th century.
Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
I just shot myself.
Oops.
Oops. That could be the slogan for the entire field. Oops. Republicans 2012. Oops. Oh, and there's another one. Now Mike's going to have to redo it again because what? Newt Gingrich on Face the Nation yesterday said he would have justices he doesn't agree with arresticated.
One of the things you say is that if you don't like what a court has done, that Congress should subpoena the judge and bring him before Congress and hold a congressional hearing. Some people say that's unconstitutional, but I'll let that go for a minute. I just want to ask you from a practical standpoint, how would you enforce that? Would you send the Capitol Police down to arrest him?
If you had to. Or you'd instruct the Justice Department to send a U.S. Marshal.
Frankly, I just call it an airstrike on the Supreme Court.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Hi. So how has he plummeted nationally and in most of the states?
Yes.
Cause it's,
unfortunately.
Yeah. And it wasn't even on because of that.
No.
It's just because of being an asshat.
Because of discovering who he was.
Because he's Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a transformation figure. I transform gold into crap, frankly. So the anti-Midas effect.
Didn't some analyst say that Newt Gingrich is, you know, will be taken down by his worst enemy as usual, Newt Gingrich?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It sounds like. Yeah. Oh, dear. Looks like they're going to be left with mittens.
We need the oil. We need the gas. America and North America are energy rich.
Ooh,
he's treating us like we're energy poor.
Oh, wow. America
Both America
and
in addition, North America.
They're not good on the geography.
Yeah.
At least I know it's not near Uzbekistan.
Stan.
Okay. And then, literally, we were saying earlier, this was fairly breathtaking, in that the flip-flop occurred in the same sentence.
Within the same breath. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we've now been able to pull our troops out. We're, of course, very happy to see our troops come out. And we should have left 10, 20, 30,000 personnel there to help transition to the Iraqis' own military capabilities. I'm very concerned in this setting.
Huh?
We're glad we left, but we really shouldn't have left.
We're glad we left, but we should be back in with more troops.
Take a stand, man!
Good. Oh, that's
a
good thing we're out.
No, I'm not.
We should be in. What? Why is that inconsistent?
I'm taking a stand, but I'm sitting down.
I'm as consistent as I think a person could be, Bob. I don't know.
I think you'll find that I've been as consistent as human beings can be.
I've been very consistent since I changed my mind. Ask Witchy-Poo. Oh, and he got the adulteress endorsement, Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
You would think she would have gone with Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
Alleged. She's only an alleged adulteress. We don't know. But I think it's all over now because Bob Dole Bob Dole says that Bob Dole would vote for Mitt Romney.
Bob Dole thinks Bob Dole ought to vote for Mitt Romney. Bob Dole might change his mind, just like Mitt Romney changed his mind, but Bob Dole doesn't really care. Bob Dole's an old man. Bob Dole just prefers Bob Dole in third person.
Maybe he thinks Romney's a bit of a fruitcake.
Makes Romney sound like a fruitcake.
There you go.
His mind.
Oh, gosh. Rick Perry's still in the race.
Newt was the originator of earmarks back in the 90s. I mean, if there was a granddaddy of earmarks, he would be it.
Ah. And Michelle Bachmann, all she wants for Christmas, she asks Santa.
All I want for Christmas is to win the Iowa caucus.
Please, Santa. Don't take
away. All I want for Christmas is my two frontal lobes.
And for my husband to like see. Santa, please. Okay.
What? I love kitty cat.
58 minutes after the hour. That's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris Boy, Jim Ward, and Rebecca Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.